contracted the coronavirus after what he called a super spreader event at the White House. Alyssa Farah, White House Communications Director, pushed back against that sentiment on Fox News, saying this is not the time to blame people for contracting the virus.
I don't think that we should get into the business of blaming people for getting the virus. But the other thing is, the president has a responsibility to be on the road, to be meeting with members of Congress, to be doing the job. This is not a job where he can be, you know, hiding in his basement from the virus. He's got to be out, and he's assumed some risk in doing so.
And a man in Chicago has been taken into custody after spending 13 hours hanging off of Trump Tower. Police say the man in his 20s climbed the building's 16th floor balcony on Sunday afternoon, demanding to speak with the president. He was safely taken into custody early Monday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Members of the Trump administration are pushing back against assertions from House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff that the emails contained on Hunter Biden's laptop are part of a Russian disinformation campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California.
And the World Series is set after the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves last night 4-3 in Game 7 of the NLCS. They'll meet American League champs Tampa Bay in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night. This is USA Radio News.
There's a new kind of therapy in town, and it's called soda therapy. Soda therapy is all about gourmet drinks and delicious treats like movie theater popcorn and huge locally baked cookies. The options are endless. Soda Therapy is located on the corner of Cimarron and Warm Springs. Oh, and I almost forgot to tell you, you don't even have to get out of your car with their VIP curbside service. Follow them on social media for all the best deals and visit them Monday through Saturday in person or online at sodatherapy.com.
Hey, Las Vegas, guess what? Mooch's Munchies is now offering delivery in the Las Vegas Valley. That's right, you can go to our website, moochesmunchies.com, and choose from our hand-baked treats, dog and cat foods, toys and accessories, and have them delivered to your home or office the next business day. We know you have a choice when it comes to your pet supplies, and we thank you for choosing us. We've been proudly baking here in Las Vegas for the past 3 years, and your dog and cat's health and well-being are our top priority. Mooch's Munchies, they are totally possum.
Why should you wear a mask?
To protect my family and others.
To respect my neighbors.
To protect myself and keep businesses thriving.
I wear a mask because I love my grandparents.
With so many reasons to wear a mask, together we can keep Nevada strong. Learn more at nvhealthresponse.nv.gov.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, here in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The best choice for convenience, comfort, and value, My Place hotels are ideal for both short-term and long-term travelers. The rooms at My Place features pillow-top mattresses, microfiber bedding, and a variety of soft and firm pillows. All extended stay rooms offer their own kitchen, which includes a full-size refrigerator and a cooktop. On-site laundry facilities are also available for extended stays at pet-friendly My Place hotels. Book your stays online at myplacehotels.com, My Place Hotels, St. George, and West Jordan, Utah. Make my place your place.
The thoughts and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the program's participants and do not necessarily represent those of station staff, management, and advertisers.
Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios, this is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Hello, everyone. Michelle Mortensen here, and what a day already. It has been quite the Monday, my friends. Biden has already put a lid on his campaign for the entire week until the debate. What? Are you kidding me? It's only Monday. He's put a lid on it. He must be tired of all those really tough questions he gets about what his favorite flavor of milkshake is, right? Oh, and then there's Dr. Fauci. He says he's not getting enough TV time. Of course, because don't we all want to see a heck of a lot more of Dr. Fauci on our TVs every single day? We're not just like, you know, 2 weeks away from an election or anything. We've also got the president leaving Las Vegas right now to head to Arizona for another campaign rally. Not one, but two in the state of Arizona. And Bill Maher creeping out of 1999, trying to pretend he's relevant once again, says on his HBO show, ACB is nuts. And that we have way too many Catholics on the court right now. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that right now if Trump said anything like that? Can you imagine if we said we had too many Jews on the court or if we had too many Muslims on the court? Oh, my God, you cannot say things like that. But that will not stop Bill Maher, and that will not stop the liberal media from applauding ad nauseum, saying he's exactly right. But, hey, that's why you tune into this show, right? You want to nix the narrative. You want to hear the truth. You want facts. You actually think facts matter. Well, that's what you get here with me, Michelle Mortensen. And we've got a jam-packed show for you today. Hey, I'm also excited because we have an amazing guest host joining us today. This is my friend Stephen Parr. I want to introduce you to Stephen Parr, and I actually worked together in East Texas for an ABC station, and we've known each other for almost 20 years. He is now the host of American Ground Radio, and Stephen is my special guest today. Stephen, welcome to the show.
You know, it's like old times, Michelle. It's great being with you again on set. Of course, we used to be in the same room, but you know, through the miracle of modern technology, here we are.
Here we are. So we've come a long way, baby, since I met you in 2002 when I started at KLTV. I think you were there a little bit before me. So we
got there in 99. Yeah, I got there in 99. So, yeah. And I left after you. I think you left before I did, didn't I? And I left in 07.
Yes, I left in 05. So yeah. We spent quite a bit of time there. And now here we are today on the radio. And we're talking about some of the big news from President Trump over the weekend. So as many Las Vegans saw, but we've got viewers from all over the country, the president was here for the weekend. And right. One of his first stops in Las Vegas was at a church that he has visited many times, ICLV. And that has people up in arms, Stephen. First, I want to ask you, you are broadcasting from Louisiana today. That's where American Ground Radio is home. Did you see a lot on the news about the president being at church last night?
There wasn't a thing on the news around here from what the president did in Vegas. There was just complete silence blackout. So I'm not surprised by that. If the president does anything that's good, then he gets completely ignored. If the president does anything that people on the left think is bad, then they'll certainly blow that out of proportion. But I don't think they really wanted to give the president more press. Look, they were mad that they gave him a town hall so that he had equal time with Joe Biden. They were mad that they were treating him equally to Joe Biden. So why give him extra press that he went to Vegas?
Oh, exactly. I mean, the cast of This Is Us was just up in arms that he dared be on their network, which is totally crazy. But that brings me to a topic that I've always enjoyed discussing. I think I'm going to enjoy discussing it with you. And if you're watching at home right now and you want to join the discussion, I want to remind you, 702-221-7283. That's the number to call if you want to give us your thoughts. But we want to talk about evangelicals and the president, because as a Christian myself, and Stephen, I know you're a Christian as well, we've met different people who, as members of the church, they go, oh my gosh, I love Donald Trump. And then I've definitely met people who say, how can you even be a Christian and support that man. The evangelical community is immensely divided on this. Correct, Stephen?
You do get that feeling, and I'm surprised by it. As an evangelical myself, I grew up Presbyterian Methodist, and I'm one of those charismatic churches nowadays. I'm very surprised by it, because if you look at the values of the party platforms, I don't see how you can support one party and not support the other. The platforms, and I've looked through both of them. I'm one of the few people who's actually read every single word in both of the party's platforms. The Democrat Party platform does not mention the word God anywhere in it. Not a single time. Yeah, I don't understand how you can how you can support that party if they don't support God.
They don't support life, as so many of us know. When it comes to the issue of abortion, they are, you know, adamant that they don't believe that life begins at conception, that you can abort at any time. But this is what's so interesting to me. I saw this article. It says the spiritual danger of Trump: 30 evangelical Christians on justice, truth, and moral integrity. There's these quotes. This one says his time in office has been spent lying, devising wicked schemes, rushing into immoral actions, bearing false witness against perceived enemies and stirring conflict. Another says, one cannot really love Jesus and wish to follow him and also vote for a person who is clearly embodies the opposite of everything Christ taught, died for, and demands. Twice divorced, thrice married, self-confessed sexual predator whose understanding of the faith is so truncated that he can't even fake religious literacy. These are evangelicals saying this. So I guess the question is, are they right or are they wrong?
Well, let's look at some of the greatest political leaders of the Bible. That should be our reference, right? We go back to the Word. The Word is the reference for evangelicals. So let's go back and look at it. If you go back and look at the text in the Bible and you start looking for heroes, people that, you know, were like Jesus, you don't find many other than Jesus. Joseph, he was pretty good. He didn't do much wrong. He, you know, he bragged to his brothers that they were going to kneel down to him at one point. But, you know, other than that, he didn't do much wrong. But if you look throughout the rest of the Bible and you're looking for a hero, somebody that you can follow, somebody that you would meet up to that standard of voting, you're not going to find a lot of people. And I think the best example of that is King David. David was, that we still call it the city of Jerusalem, is the city of David. Jesus came through the divinic line. David was one of Jesus's ancestors. David is supposedly this huge hero in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament. But if you look at what David did, he was sitting on top of his palace one day, looked down, saw a lady bathing, and instead of looking away, continued to watch until he got so anxious that he had to have her up to his palace so that he could bed her. He had sex with her, got her pregnant. Well, the thing is, her husband was a soldier fighting the Philistines in David's war, a war David started. So David then decided, look, I got this scandal here. I've got this woman pregnant. So I'm going to bring her husband back from the front line so that he'll sleep with her and everybody will think it's her kid, his kid. But the soldier comes back and goes, you know what? I'm not laying with my wife while my brothers in arms are out in the field. I'm not doing it. So David sent him back to battle, put him in the front lines and said, go charge the impenetrable fortress. He knew that soldier was going to die in the field so that David could cover up his sin. Donald Trump has not had sex with a woman, got her pregnant, and then had her husband murdered. David did. David's a hero. And apparently evangelicals can't stomach Donald Trump. I don't understand the logic.
I don't either. And it's sometimes when I ran for office, I've ran for two times. I do know that sometimes the Christian community uses Christianese that, you know, those who aren't familiar with the Bible, they don't seem to understand. Mm-hmm. But I think people definitely wrestle with the fact that they want their politicians to be exemplary. They want them to be Christian, people of good moral character. But the fact of the matter is that the majority of politicians are not. And you can't really be a successful politician if you're just perfect and don't sin. Number one, everybody sins. Everybody lies. Everybody doesn't tell the truth. That happens all the time. But we aren't in really a society where, you know, politicians have to play dirty in order to win. It's how you raise the money. You have to make relationships. You have to make deals. And I don't even believe that a politician should be so closely aligned to one group or one body or one religion that they won't even consider anything else, because then you're really only doing the bidding for that particular denomination. You think it's okay when it's the Christian church, but what if it was the Muslim church? What if it was the, you know what I mean? So we can't have politicians who we are demanding they be perfect.
Right.
That they never have any corruption, that they've never lied, that they, that's not going to work.
You got to read John. John says there is none good. There is none.
There is none good.
Yeah.
And if we want good, shouldn't it be the church that steps up? I remember about a year ago, I had the opportunity to listen and meet to Abby Johnson. Mm. And one of the things she said that was so interesting to me, she said, quit looking to politicians to solve the issue of abortion. It's not about whether abortion is illegal or illegal. It's about whether we are giving people options and whether the church is rising up to the occasion when people have unplanned or unwanted pregnancies. And I was like, boom, that right there is amazing. Why do we keep asking the politicians to solve these problems? It's not theirs to solve.
Well, look, if that is your standard, if you are asking the politicians to solve, and abortion in this country is no longer just sin. Abortion is now iniquity. In this country, iniquity is when you have sinned so often that you are no longer feeling bad about it, when it no longer causes you any remorse. So much of this country doesn't think that abortion is even a sin, which means it's now an iniquity. Now, if you want to solve that issue, there's one candidate that is trying to stop abortion and just nominated a conservative to the Supreme Court that the Demos think is going to overturn Roe v. Wade. The other candidate thinks that abortion should be available on demand. So if that is your issue, why wouldn't you support Donald Trump? Why in the world? The Libertarian candidate and the Green candidate, they're in favor of abortion as well. Donald Trump's the only candidate who is not in favor of abortion. If that is your biggest issue and you want the politicians to solve it, and again, I agree with your point and Abby Johnson's point. We've had her on our show as well. If you want the politicians to solve it, Donald Trump's the only one who even thinks that politicians should try.
And I don't know why the church is constantly demanding that, because there are Christians who have come at me and said, I am not saved because Donald Trump locks kids in cages and, you know, he's a horrible, horrible man. I think one of the problems that the church has found itself in, though, is if we go back to when we were younger, when I was in high school or college, I can't remember when it happened. You know, Clinton had his little incident with Monica Lewinsky, and they wanted to impeach a president because he had an affair with an intern in the Oval Office involved. Being a cigar. And Republicans and Christians were just up in arms and totally appalled by all of that. Here's the problem. Now we have a politician who, the president, who probably has a lot of discretions. I mean, remember 4 years ago, grab him by the It happened, yet the church is just fawning all over him. The problem with the church is our hypocrisy is shown. Because when it was Bill Clinton, we didn't like Bill Clinton, so it was horrible then. When David Wiener, or when Wiener, Senator Wiener, or whatever he was, does his little picture thing, everybody's appalled, but we give Trump a pass all the time. That's not a problem with Donald Trump. That's a problem with the church. That's a problem with Christians.
But what was the last time that Donald Trump did a marital indiscretion, as we put it? Has he done that in the last 4 years? I don't think there's been any evidence that Donald Trump has been sleeping around a Melania while White House.
It was, so, I guess the last time was Stormy Daniels, and I think that's when Melania was pregnant. So that was like 16 years ago.
Okay. So 16 years ago, if that Stormy Daniels story is true, then 16 years ago is the most recent indiscretion. Now, one of the things that is a fundamental idea behind Christianity is forgiveness. It is forgiveness. And you're not supposed to wait for someone to ask for you to forgive them. You're just supposed to forgive them on your own, because forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. So if you're sitting here around harboring all of this anger and this hate and this vitriol towards Donald Trump because of something he may or may not have done 16 years ago, is that Donald Trump's problem or is that your lack of forgiveness? Which one is the more Christian thought process?
Exactly. And, you know, we're getting ready to go to break here in a minute because we're going to welcome Senator Blackburn here with us soon. But we've got Kanye West playing right now. Yeah, I know he's running for president, too. But he's someone who's really helped us understand the difference between what redemption really means, what being reformed is, what restoration is. He's someone who a lot of people really hated. I mean, what he did to Board Taylor Swift, everyone was up in arms about that. But now he's found God, and we believe that he's changed. We have to believe that Donald Trump can change, that we can all change. That's what redemption and restoration means. I'm very confused by the church, because some members of the church get so mad about Donald Trump and say he's not good enough. Last time I heard, the Bible welcomes all, God welcomes all, Jesus welcomes all. And we can all be forgiven. All right. That is all the time we have in this block, but stay with us. There's much more show to come with Marsha Blackburn next.
Ladylike Clothing.
Clothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. Ladylike Clothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at LadylikeClothing.com.
Love finding great deals on unique antiques, clothing, and more, all while helping our community? Then you can't miss the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale Saturday, October 24th. Shop till you drop from 7 to 1 p.m. at 615 College Drive in Henderson. All proceeds benefit Next Step Ministries. For 14 years, they've served the homeless and those in need in Clark County. For more information on the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale, call 702-741-7540. That's 702-741-7540.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit turn. Oh, we experienced this issue too and created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White-Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache and Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
Welcome back, everybody. So why are we playing this theme song right now? Is it because it really was one of the greatest shows of all time? Was it because my guest host, Stephen Parr, and I used to be in a band and we just like killer harmonies? Or is it because your family is in the news once again? Oh, yes, she is. She put out a tweet yesterday. And Stephen, I don't know if you saw the tweet, but boy, it really put liberals in a spin because she tweeted she is going to support President Trump once again. And the liberals hated it, Stephen.
That is one of the interesting things, is that I think a lot of the people that did support Donald Trump in 2016 are supporting him again. I think he's been able to maintain a large portion of that support. And I don't think that the liberals like it. Now, look, if Kirstie Alley voted for him 4 years ago, why would you be surprised and outraged that she's voting for him again? A lot of people do double vote for the person that they supported. If you supported Barack Obama in 2008, more than likely than not, you supported him in 2012 as well. Why get upset about that?
We've got the tweet on the screen right now. Voted for him 4 years ago. The reason I shall vote for him again is this: he gets things done quickly and he will turn the economy around quickly. There you have it, folks. She's 100% spot on. But I liked this story because it kind of also opens the door for us to talk about social media. Because as we know, last week, Twitter and Facebook got in cahoots and said, well, we're going to silence members of the media, the New York Post. We are going to censor any stories they have about hacked information. And we're going to say, hey, that can't be on our platform because we can't verify if it's true. They had no problem when President Trump's tax returns were released and talked about illegally, by the way, by the New York Times. But all of a sudden, now they have a conscience. Could that be because social media is in cahoots? Let's see. Jessica Hertz, who worked for Facebook, now on the Biden transition team. Let's see, Carlos Monier, who worked for Twitter, now on the Biden transition team. Is it coinciding, Stephen, or is there something going on?
No, more than 90% of the donations from tech companies, from employees at tech companies, have gone to Democrats this cycle, according to some of the latest financing reports. What is really disturbing about, I think, this story is Adam Schiff, Congressman Adam Schiff, came out and said, look, all those Hunter Biden email stuff, that's Russian disinformation. That's what Adam Schiff said. Well, today, the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says, no, Adam Schiff is the one who's putting out in disinformation. This is not a Russian hack job. Those emails are legit. That's what the FBI has. And anyone who says it's Russian disinformation is just trying to create their own disinformation campaign. These 100% emails are real.
And Schiff has been reporting misinformation and disinformation and whatever you want to call it for years now. And the entire Russian hoax. I was glad that Ratcliffe came out and said, hey, that is not what's going on. It's about time somebody said, hey, put Adam Schiff in his place. But this also begs a bigger question. And we're going to have our amazing guest on here in just a few minutes, Senator Marsha Blackburn. And one of the things I want to ask her is, what can the Senate do about this? Because the big question now is, should they invoke 230 onto social media platforms? Will that make it worse? Will that make them censor even more if now they can be sued for things that anybody puts out on that platform? I don't know if there is a solution, but I do know this. These private companies have found a way to silence speech that they don't like. And that goes against everything I believe in the Constitution. And I don't know what the solution is, but I know we've got to find one.
Look, when you and I are working in news, and we worked in what was arguably one of the most conservative newsrooms I've ever been in. You would agree with that?
100%.
Okay. But there was a concerted effort in every single story, in every single show, to make sure that our own personal biases were not making it into the news, that the news had to be straight, that you play both sides regardless of how the reporter felt about it. And there were stories where I had to recuse myself because I felt too strongly about it one way or the other. And someone else had to go do that story just for journalistic integrity. Right now, our problem in the media, it's not just that we have reporters who are biased. It's that we have reporters who have abandoned the premise that journalism should be balanced in the first place. And so they're reporting things, they're pretending that they're not biased, but they absolutely are. And the bias sneaks through. And that's the problem. I think it would be so much better if we just asked reporters, what is your bias? Because you're obviously not a grown-up enough to be able to put your biases aside. Why don't you just tell us what your biases are, and then we can judge what it is you're reporting on? I think that's a better situation than what we currently have.
I also think that many of the reporters I know who are on the left, and that would be the majority of the reporters that I know and have worked with, who I respect immensely, they also believe that it's somehow their duty to expose Donald Trump and to expose all these things because we're just not smart enough. We haven't figured it out, and we have to expose everything. And that's the problem. That's where people are taking their personal beliefs and they're acting like they have to tell everyone else how to think, how to feel, and what to report, and what is truth and what is not truth. And that is a slippery slope, my friend. And we've got to get back to it, because if we don't trust the free press, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, and I'll tell you where you can see the evidence of that loud and clear. In 2016, after Donald Trump won the election, what did the media say? Why did the media say he won? They said it was because of uneducated voters. Remember that phrase? They were talking about people who didn't have a college education, but they said, these people are uneducated. Well, I put out a podcast at the time. I said, stop calling people uneducated. Look, in my family, I've got a master's degree in geosciences. My wife has a master's degree in education. My brother's got an MBA. My sister-in-law's got an MBA. My dad's a doctor. My mom's got a master's in tax. My grandfather was the dean of the University of Texas Law School. But if I have to change the oil in my car, I have to call my friend who never graduated from high school. Now, which one of us is uneducated when it comes to that? It's not that people are uneducated. It's that nobody knows everything and everybody knows something you don't. Stop calling people uneducated and respect the knowledge that they actually have, because they're going to know something you don't. But it's the arrogance of the big media, of corporate media, to think they know everything.
Exactly. And we could go on and on about corporate media, but I do want to bring in our very special guest right now, Senator Marsha Blackburn, because she knows a whole lot about everything that we're talking about, and she is going to be on the front lines making things better. Senator, I can't thank you enough for joining us here today.
I'm delighted to join you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, we want to talk to you about so many things, particularly your book, but I want to start with Facebook and social media if we can, because this week is a big week for you guys on the Judicial Committee, and you're going to be talking about how to fight back. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is an issue that I've been working on for years. It was 8 years ago when I was in the House that I chaired the Privacy Task Force, and we were trying to find a bill that would put in place some guidelines for online privacy so that you wouldn't have all this data mining going on. And Michelle, as you would expect, we had a bipartisan bill. We were marking it up. And all of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi calls the Democrats and says, get off that bill. We are not going to do anything that reins in tech. Then we started about 4 years ago trying to deal with this issue of Section 230. Which is what you're talking about, the liability protections from the social media companies. Now, Section 230 does not need to go away. What it needs to do is to be properly used, and it needs a rewrite. And last month, I was joined on legislation by Chairman Roger Wicker of the Commerce Committee and Chairman Lindsey Graham of the Judiciary Committee to do just that. It is the Online Freedom and Viewpoint Diversity Act. And this is something that would rein in big tech. Here is what we do. See, Section 230 has a liability protection. And what we're going to do is say explicitly when, where, and how that can be used, who can use it. And when you put those restrictions in place, then what you're doing is taking away from big tech the ability to use that liability protection as an opaque shield and hide behind that. They have done that, and therefore what it has become is their terms of service and their community standards, they've been able to subjectively adjust that so that it met the outcome that they were trying to get. We're also going to define who is an online content creator so that those that develop, create, and editorialize on content are looked at one way, and comment sections, somebody just making a comment on what you're writing, is viewed differently and separately.
That's a great point. And I wonder, too, I know we often say that because these are private companies, we don't want to regulate what business is doing and we don't want too much regulation. But private companies also own all of the major news stations all over the country, and they still have a responsibility to give equal time and to be fair. Can we treat big tech also as we treat the media?
Well, of course, we need to begin to show that they have a responsibility. One of the things I've said to them for years is, look, you say you're not a news source, that you're an information source, but why don't you hire a news director? So you can work out some of these stories that are true or false or you're not sure about. You can work that out. You have some form of standard setting and vetting rather than hiding behind words like otherwise objectionable, which has been in Section 230. And we're pulling that out and giving them specific terminology like unlawful. Causes personal harm, would promote terrorism. And if they're going to say they don't understand where the objections are, we're going to show them they need a reasonable standard, and we can provide that standard for them if they can't do this on their own, which is exactly what we're doing. Now, to the tech CEOs, 2.5 weeks ago in Commerce Committee, which also has oversight of tech, we issued to the tech CEOs subpoenas. This was done on a unanimous bipartisan vote. And those tech CEOs are going to appear before us next week. So it's not Judiciary Committee where they're going to appear. It's going to be Commerce Committee.
Okay.
They're going to appear. But all of your listeners and viewers can keep up with me. They'll find me on social media at Marsha Blackburn. They'll find my website, blackburn.senate.gov. And then they can follow those hearings we're going to do with the tech CEOs.
Perfect. Now, speaking of the judiciary, though, you guys have been, you were on TV all last week with the hearings with Amy Coney Barrett. Do you think the Democrats can come up with any type of scheme to halt this confirmation, or do you think it's smooth sailing from here on out?
They're going to try to come up with something. That is what they did with Justice Kavanaugh. It was during this period of time, as the hearings were finished and they were waiting for the vote, that they came up and said, oh, we need to have further investigation. This is the information we've received. So we're expecting them to do something. Judge Barrett is very well qualified. As I said in my remarks, as I closed the hearing last week, that, you know, there is a double standard. Liberal women are glorified and elevated by the media. Conservative women are demonized, ridiculed, and mocked by the media. We certainly saw that with Judge Barrett. And the left will tell us they're all for diversity, except when that diversity is going to come from a conservative woman with a different point of view, they don't want to hear it. So it was really interesting to work through this and to hear how they belittled her for being a mom of seven, for adopting children, for having a child with special needs, for being a woman of faith and choosing to take her children to church every Sunday. They said,
when the confirmation of Sotomayor was up, no one had any issue with her being Catholic, and they didn't bring up any of these issues with her.
You're exactly right. They did not bring the issues up. But the difference is that Judge Barrett comes from the right side of the political spectrum, not the left. So they view her differently. And as I told her in the hearing, I said, you know, you're a girl from the South. You went to school at Rhodes College in Memphis, and most of my colleagues across the dais from me had probably never been to Rhodes and might not even have been to Memphis, which is a wonderful city. And then Judge Barrett went on to Notre Dame. there, she had professors and teachers who saw something exceptional in her and really pushed to get her a clerkship in D.C. She clerked for Justice Scalia. But I told her, I said, where you messed up is you chose to go back to Notre Dame and have a family and a life and a community and a church. And you and Jesse have invested yourselves in that community. You're not a part of the clique in Washington, D.C. You're not a part of the club of liberal elites. And they just feel like she is an outsider. But rather than saying, there's a lot we can learn from Judge Barrett. She would be the first mother of school-aged children to ever serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. What did they do? They tried to rip her apart and beat her into submission to the leftist agenda in order to get a seat on the Supreme Court.
100%. And as a mom of two young girls, 6 and 8 years old, I'm just so thrilled that they have someone like ACB to look up to and yourself. And this is something that you talk about in your book a great deal that I want to talk about for a minute, The Mind of a Conservative Woman. In it, you go over protecting the next generation, why conservative women support the free market, and how it's just so very difficult for conservative women to be treated fairly. They don't really understand that all of these conservative ideals are about promoting women. They just think we're like crazy Stepford wives or something.
And they're the Stepford wives.
Right.
If you do not submit to the leftist agenda, then they don't want anything to do with you. We are the ones that are free thinkers and independents, and they're the ones that fall in line. You know, Michelle, it is so amazing to me. You can listen to the nightly news reports and the different broadcasters and pundits. They use the exact same words, the exact same phrases in supporting this leftist agenda. And it's like they're all getting their daily talking points from the DNC. And the thing that is so funny to me, when you give them a phrase to use, like illegitimate hearing, they use the exact same inflections when they use those phrases. So they're the ones that just fall right in line to the leftist agenda.
100%. I even saw earlier today on Fox News, there were some Biden surrogates saying, well, is he going to talk about packing the court? I mean, George Stephanopoulos didn't push back. People were already voting. And their answer was always, well, he's going to lean in to what matters, COVID and health. That's not answering the question.
Yes. That's right. And of course, he doesn't want to come out of his basement.
He does not. He's going to hide there until the debate, which is very, very concerning.
How dare anybody ask him about Hunter Biden and the emails, which have been authenticated by different people that were involved. And he doesn't want to talk about that.
He certainly doesn't. Now, I know we're going to have some more time to talk with you in a few minutes for a subscriber exclusive video, but I do have to ask you, how do you think the election is going? I know you're not up for election this year, but this is going to be a huge one for the Senate. What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to keep the Senate? Is the Senate going to grow? What's your prediction?
I think we keep the Senate. This is a very tough year. It is a very tough year. And the amount of money that is pouring into these Senate races. You look at Lindsey Graham's race and Tom Tillis's race. I mean, they voted for Kavanaugh. You look at Susan Collins in Maine, the amount of money that their opponents are raising online by small donors. There is a lot of discussion about where that money is actually coming from. And it is incredible the amount of money that these people are raising.
It's the billionaire class. And as a woman, I know you've run several times. Yeah. You've run far more successfully than I have. But I think one of the things people don't understand is that when it comes to the Republican Party, we are usually behind in fundraising because we don't have special interest groups like Bloomberg's Everytown USA funneling money into our accounts. The Democrats always beat us. And that's why, as conservatives, it's important that we not just vote, but donate. I'm sure you would echo that.
Oh, absolutely. I do, because they have so much money. As you said, it is the billionaires and George Soros and people like that that are putting all this money into Act Blue and into those races. I just, you know, it's astounding to me. So it is an expensive year and it's very tough.
It's very, very tough. Well, Senator, I am so excited that you were here with us. Again, we're going to have another interview with you in just a few minutes. But for the people who are watching right now, tell them about your book, where they can get it, how they can follow you, all that good stuff.
Yes, the book, The Mind of a Conservative Woman, is available at all major retailers, both online and in stores. And, of course, Amazon online. And you can follow what we're doing with the book and follow great interviews like this one at Marsha Says, at MarshaSays.
MyClothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadylikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at LadylikeClothing.com.
Love finding great deals on unique antiques, clothing, and more, all while helping our community? Then you can't miss the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale, Saturday, October 24th. Shop till you drop from 7 to 1 p.m. at 615 College Drive in Henderson. All proceeds benefit Next Step Ministries. For 14 years, they've served the homeless and those in need in Clark County. For more information on the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale, call 702-741-7540. That's 702-741-7540.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing BagMoto, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. BagMoto becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. BagMoto is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to BagMoto.com. That's BagMoto.com. BagMoto, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache and Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
Welcome back to the Michelle Mortensen Show. We just had a great interview with Senator Blackburn. We're going to have more from her in a little bit. But right now, we're listening to a little Miranda Lambert. Maybe why did she pick Miranda Lambert? Well, that's exactly why I have my guest host with me here today, Stephen Parr. Stephen Parr and I worked together at a little station called KLTV in Tyler, Texas. And when we were there, that little lady was just a little high schooler from Lindale who was on the show Nashville Star, and I think both you and I had to interview her a handful of times before she became a celebrity.
Actually, yeah, I remember I was doing weather at the time, and I remember her walking in. She was a big fan of our buddy Mark Skirto, the chief meteorologist. She was a huge Skirto fan. It was kind of cool seeing her and then seeing her rise through the career. That is one of the neat things about working in television news is seeing people before they're famous. And you're like, yeah, I interviewed them.
Exactly. I want to remind everyone right now, though, if you want to call into the station, 702-221-7283, we are going to be giving away another bag Moto today. That's going to be our big station giveaway, plus a Subway gift card, a $10 gift card for Subway. So 702-221-7283 is the number to call. You got to call to win, so get on the line now. And so Stephen and I work together in TV news. We are an interesting bunch because we are TV news journalists who spent our entire adult life kind of growing up on TV. We're conservatives, and now we work conservative radio. And I thought it would be fun to kind of talk about how the job has influenced us and made us who we are today. Because in our time in East Texas, my God, we covered some of the biggest stories in the world. The shuttle explosion that happened over East Texas, major crimes and events that happened in East Texas. It seemed like all roads led to East Texas while we were there, Stephen.
Even 9-11. On 9-11, there was a gentleman who was from Tyler, from Robert E. Lee High School. That's where he graduated high school. He worked in the Pentagon. He wasn't at the Pentagon that day, but he got on an airplane to fly to California. That plane flew back into the Pentagon. So this was somebody from the town we were covering who died in 9-11 in an extraordinary way. But it seemed like every single story somewhere in the country, it always led back to East Texas, and we were in the center of a lot of it.
We say that about Vegas as well, but I thought it would be interesting. People always wonder, what is TV news really like? How does this news get made? How does it change you as a person? So I thought we could pull the curtain back and we could see the real man behind the curtain and share some of our quick stories as we wait for someone to get on the line, 702-221-7283 for our big giveaway today. What were some of the takeaways you took away from your time in news?
One of the things that, you know what, I'll tell you, one of the things I learned how I wanted to be. I learned the type of person that I wanted to be. You and I both covered incidents where people lost stuff. And then we covered incidents where people lost family members. And I got a chance to see how people who lost stuff reacted and to see how people who lost family members reacted. And a lot of times it was the exact same reaction. And I was in a position to see that. And I thought to myself, you know what? I never want to react when I lose stuff the way I might react when I lose people. I want to keep that perspective in my life. And sure enough, it came down. We had a car that was totaled out in front of our house in the middle of the night one night. And I just kept going, it's just stuff. And life turned out better as a result of that car wreck. That's a longer story than we have time for here. But I learned in TV, watching how other people were reacting in a very up close and personal way, it helped me focus on how I wanted to be. What version of Stephen Parr do I want to be on a daily basis? And I think that's one of the big things I got out of it.
I think people think too that journalists by their very nature are just these like dirty people who want to knock on somebody's door when their child has been killed, or that we have the thrill of, great, we get to go to a car crash and put a camera in your face while you're being rolled into an ambulance. And the truth of the matter is, we hate it. I knew when I started at KLTV in 2002, and February 8th is my birthday. I remember our news director sent me, I was the 5 o'clock anchor, but I had to cover news every day. He sent me to talk to a family that lost a loved one. A loved one was murdered. These people did not want to talk to me. No. And I felt so gross even asking them to. And I didn't do a great job on that story that day. And I got lit up by Kenny. And we both know who our boss was at the time. And we knew that Kenny could light you up pretty hard if you didn't do exactly what he wanted. But I knew at that point, okay, I'm not doing general assignment. I'm either going to be on the desk or I'm going to be a specialty reporter. And that catapulted me on a specialty reporter lifestyle that's kind of led me to where I am today. But news is tougher than people, I think, let on. People don't know how tough it is.
And the thing is that I got good at that. I got good at going and knocking on the door of people who just lost their teenage kids in a car wreck. And one of the stories that comes to mind was a 16-year-old girl. She was going to graduate from high school in just 3 years, and she was going to be valedictorian of the school. She was on her way to her job. Okay, so she's going to school full time, got a part-time job. She's on her way to the job. It's raining. She loses traction. The car slides underneath an 18-wheeler, and she's decapitated. The next day, I was sent out to go knock on that family's door, and that's what I did. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to get an interview, or you're trying to get a photo, something. And I got good at that process of getting the family to give me a photo, or a lot of times it was an interview. The only way you do that is through a lot of empathy. You have to have a lot of empathy. It's very draining. It's tragic. This story. The way it turned out, I was so frustrated and angry. It's actually one of the only times I ever yelled at a coworker. It's one of the two times in my entire career I yelled at a coworker that night. And part of it was just because of the trauma of that story. But several months later, their dad, who was at the time, was an undercover Texas Ranger. He called me and he said, "Look, I like the way you handled the story back last fall, and I'm going to give you a story. It's an exclusive. Her high school is having their graduation, and they're leaving the valedictorian chair empty. Nobody's going to be valedictorian of this high school this year," which means, by the way, some child did not get a scholarship to a Texas university because of that. But this is what the students voted on. They voted not to have a valedictorian, that this girl was still going to be their valedictorian. Every one of them carried a sunflower, which is her favorite flower. They left the valedictorian chair empty and had her diploma there with her name on it. I got that story exclusively because the family appreciated how I dealt with them at the start. So you have to deal with people with empathy if you're going to be good at it at all.
100%. Well, Stephen, you are the host of American Ground Radio. Tell everybody where they can listen to American Ground if they want to hear more from you.
Yeah, we're on in Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama. We're on in San Antonio, New Orleans, Lafayette, Little Rock. We're in Shreveport. We're over in Alabama. We're growing all the time. You can listen to us. Our main station is Keel. So it's Keel News, KEELNEWS.com, KeelNews.com. They got to listen live. You can also go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com. We've got to listen live there. And of course, we post all of our segments on our Facebook page, which is American Ground Radio, Facebook.com/American Ground Radio. You can go there and listen to any one of our clips. We also podcast them on iTunes and Stitcher and all those other podcast platforms. Whatever podcast platform you're on, you can just search for American Ground Radio and you'll get all our shows there.
Same with us here, the Michelle Mortensen Show. You can listen anytime on any of your podcasts or wherever you choose to stream. Want to remind everyone in the Nevada area, of course, early voting is going on now. This weekend was a huge early voting weekend. People were waiting 4 to 5 hours in line just to vote, which is amazing. You want to get out there and vote. Vote in person if you can. And remember, we've got Tyrus on the show from the Greg Gutfeld Show and Fox News this coming Friday. If you want to get a sneak peek at that Tyrus interview, plus you want to hear from Senator Marsha Blackburn in an exclusive interview we're going to do here in just a few minutes, subscribe to the show, michellemortensen.com. Click on the subscribe tab, and then you get exclusive access to all the interviews you always wanted.
politicians, the celebrities, the people you want to hear from, we give it to you. Remember, we are here to nix the narrative. We are here to bring out facts. We are here to bring out the truth and support conservative values. I am Michelle Mortensen, your host. We're going to listen to Miley Cyrus sing us out with Party in the USA because, well, you know what? Voting time, election season, that's exactly what it is. It's a party, at least in my opinion. Have a good one, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Want more Michelle Mortensen Show? Head to our website, michellemortensen.com, for past episodes and much more. And while you're there, check out the subscribe tab to access exclusive content, giveaways, and tons of free stuff. The Michelle Mortensen Show is listener-supported, and your donations help keep us on 1400 AM KSHP, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, and many more video and streaming platforms. And be sure to tune in next time as we nix the narrative on The Michelle Mortensen Show.
The world-famous radio shopping show weekday on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas and KSHP.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
This is not a Russian disinformation campaign. That's what the director of national intelligence